Welcome, everyone, to this edition of 100 Huntley Street Podcast. It's your host, Mark Masry, and Greg Musselman in the house.
Yeah, good to be here. Good to be in the house.
It's good to be in the house. I can actually see you. You're not through a screen, which is really nice. No one can see us. They're just listening to us, so it doesn't really matter. Really interesting discussion today. We got a great guest for you. Lara catches up with Mark Clark at Fluid Conference, but he's tackling the question. I'm going to throw it out to you, Greg, because you went on this a similar journey to Mark's. What does it mean to be a Christian?
Yeah, well, you know, I went to Sunday school, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Coquitlam, BC. So my mom came from a Lutheran background. My parents, or her parents, came over from Norway. So my grandparents were Norwegian Lutherans. And then when she moved to BC with my dad, you know, her farm kids from Saskatchewan ended up in Coquitlam. And so they took us to church. And so I went to Sunday school. And my most vivid memory is, you know, that famous painting of Jesus, the shepherd, you know. So that was kind of, you know, a little bit of introduction to Christianity. And then my mom stopped going, but was dropping my sister Charlene and I off to church. So we were hearing about Jesus, didn't really understand a lot about that. And then when I got into my early teens, well, mom's not going and dad's not going, I'm not going, but there was a God consciousness in me. And then 10 years later, you know, I'm, you know, in my broadcasting career, things are starting to go good. And a guy that I went to high school with was killed in a car accident. And I remember asking my dad, because we're listening to the radio in Vancouver, and I said to dad, what happens when you die? He says, well, nothing. It just goes to black. And then so I had such kind of this conflict in me going, well, then what's the point of a broadcasting career? Anyway, that all said is then I started to search out religions. My grandparents on the other side were Jehovah's Witnesses, so I was investigating that. The television station I was working at that point had an evening talk show on the New Age movement, so I was open to that. And so I was pursuing and I was open. And then eventually when I went to Edmonton to work at a television station there, ITV, the anchorman was a born-again Christian. Stay away from that guy. Mm-hmm. And then my now wife of almost 40 years, Arlene, had attended church her whole life, but kind of said, I don't really want to be a part of this anymore. And anyway, so it kind of reignited an interest in her. So I started pursuing some things and ended up in the small Baptist church. And after a few months of listening to this young pastor, made a decision that, yeah, I believe that Jesus is who he said he was and is, and made a decision to follow him at that time.
Mm. Fascinating, fascinating. I think the thing that makes Christianity, true followers of Jesus, distinct from any other religion is that it's not works-based. And so much of it has to do with what we do, kind of the captains of our own ship. We determine what our destiny is based on how we act in this life, especially when you look at certain religions that look at afterlife, if you will, and reincarnation. You know, and we've kind of, in this modern era that we'll call it the post-Christian era, Greg, we've kind of become our own authority. Like we kind of have our own truth. You can get in a room full of people, you know, you can have 10 people in a room and have 12 truths, right? You know,
your truth, my truth.
Right. And what is it? There's no such, it seems like it's losing the value of the word. It's
well, and unfortunately, even within Christendom, you know, whether it's, you know, issues or moral issues that maybe contradict what somebody wants to see as their lifestyle, well, that's your truth and this is my truth. But ultimately, we have to go to the truth, which is Jesus. And so, you know, I think when we think about what it is to be a follower of Christ, and it's interesting, I was doing an interview not long ago with a guy named Carl Medeiros, and, you know, he said, well, you know, you used to call yourself a Christian. Okay, I'm a Christian. No, I'm an evangelical. Well, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. Oh, you're a Republican from Nebraska, you know, because of the news cycles from especially influences in Canada. And, you know, so you've got these different ways of thinking, and they say, well, I'm a follower of Jesus. I've kind of, with Carl, I'd say, I'm trying to follow Jesus the best that I can. And, you know, you talked about, you know, this whole thing of works-based. Well, I fell into that very early in my Christian life, and it took me, you know, maybe some decades to actually understand it is by grace that I am in a relationship with God. It's not how much I do. Now, I believe, as followers of Christ, he's given us works to do. He says that, and that's what we want to do. We want to do the things he's asked us to do, but not to make it, well, I've done more good than bad. That used to be my philosophy. Yeah. You know, if I do more good than bad, then I'll end up in heaven. Yeah. So, of course, that is not the truth. And it's interesting as we, you know, hear from Mark Clark. I mean, here's a guy that at least I had a gone consciousness, I guess, but he was even more into that atheistic mindset.
Yeah.
And it was through investigation that he came to the understanding that Jesus is the truth. And now he's pastoring a large church in Vancouver. Love the guy. He's got tons of passion. And he's got a lot of skeptics that come to his church and say, I want to hear from this guy.
Yeah, he's not afraid of the skeptic. Well, let's not wait any longer. Let's go to Lara at Fluid Conference with author, pastor, Mark Clark.
In a world where scientific evidence sets the bar for what we believe and where there are incredible levels of human suffering, it's hard for many to believe that there could be a creator or a God, one that neither science acknowledges or one who doesn't really explain the dilemma of human suffering. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, I had a chance to sit down with author, pastor Mark Clark to ask him about some of these big questions found in his latest book, The Problem of God.
When I became like 17, 18, I started delving into the stuff that I talk about in the book, science, philosophy, history, the Bible, the question of evil and suffering, hypocrisy, exclusivity, all these things. And I went, man, Christianity is the best idea in the marketplace of ideas. Out of all the worldviews I could choose, yeah. Right? Karma, religion, all these ideas, Christianity was holding up. So I kind of chased it down and just, you know, gave my life to Jesus. And then just crazy stuff started to happen. I started telling people about Jesus. They started meeting Jesus. And so anyway, so I was 19 when I preached my first sermon, you know, sitting out back of the church, smoking a cigarette, threw it down, walked up, preached to the youth group, told them their life was a disaster, but Jesus is the hero of their life. And I've been doing that ever since,
except the smoking part.
I had to get rid of that.
Mark's teenage years weren't especially easy ones.
Yeah, when my parents got divorced, I developed Tourette syndrome, which is, you know, you do all these weird tics and you say things, you know, habits and those kind of things. So it was an interesting childhood, you know, through high school and whatever. And, you know, you don't tend to, you know, get a job as a pastor or preacher when you just randomly like say words out loud that don't make any sense in the context. And so, God's kind of used me, not because of me, but in spite of me, which is kind of what my witness to the people at my church is. It's like, God can use you even though you're not perfect.
I try to be a good person, and here's what it does. You work on the outside of yourself versus understanding that the inside's the thing that needs to be changed. God doesn't want to change what you do.
Mark's journey to becoming a pastor had one big hurdle to overcome, his view of church.
Yeah, I tried to figure out why was the church full of hypocrites?
Yeah.
You know, they say that that's one of the top three reasons people don't like church is because it's filled with hypocrites.
Yeah.
So the book talks about the fact that that's very true.
Yeah.
And the reason, because a lot of people in church actually aren't Christians. And then even if they are Christians, Christianity is not about making perfect people. I talk about how Dostoevsky says, if someone asks me the directions home and I point them down a pathway and I'm stumbling down it drunkenly, does that mean it's the wrong pathway? No, I still have the right pathway. I'm just doing it imperfectly. And so be very careful if you're a skeptic that says they've rejected the church because they're full of hypocrites. It's like, yeah, they are. Because half of them don't know Jesus. Those who do aren't perfect. And in the end, as C.S. Lewis talks about, we're going to stand before God at a judgment moment. And Lewis says, citing books and the faults of our neighbor is going to do us nothing, no good when we're standing in the presence of God, because he's going to ask us to evaluate our life and what we did with Jesus and the cross and the resurrection. He's not going to ask us, well, they burned witches 500 years ago, ergo, I didn't want to become a Christian. It's like, what? That's a category mistake.
Mark's Vancouver Village Church had a humble beginning back in 2010.
We started with 16 people in my house, and we were like, okay, let's reach unchurched, de-churched people like me, go after skeptics, not make Christianity easy. You know, people had kind of told me in Canada, you kind of got to give people a soft sell, right? Like, hey, everybody, you have ideas, I have ideas, we all have ideas, sorry, you know, for coming here, you know? And I was like, man, that just sounds like not interesting. So I just would preach through the Bible, just verse by verse through books of the Bible, tell people to repent of sin and trust in Jesus. And the church went from 16 to 50 to 150 to 1,000 to 2,000 to 3,000, you know.
Village Church has now grown to 6 locations in southern BC and Calgary, Alberta, with hopes of expanding to every major Canadian city. During Hot Seat Sundays, Mark deals with a number of challenging questions from social media and his audience.
So I think Christianity needs to be able to answer these questions.
Yeah.
And all Christians need to be equipped.
Yeah.
These are the questions your family and friends that don't know Jesus are asking. And if you're just sitting around, you know, listening to worship music, hoping and to kind of plug your ears and hope the questions go away, that's not a response that Jesus is asking you to have to the real legitimate issues that your family and friends are asking.
In your book, The Problem of God, you say something interesting, that without skepticism, you can't really have faith.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, well, I think people, they think, well, if I'm going to be someone of faith, I need to have all the answers, and it's a nice, you know, little bow, and I think that's not real life. And once in a while, when you go through things in life, you're going to doubt. And part of that is that's going to actually strengthen faith. The beautiful thing about Christianity is as the best answer when life falls apart, when the world seems evil and there's suffering and there's pain and you go, how could there possibly be a God? You have Jesus, you know, the God who came and suffered and took all evil on himself. That is a better answer than say a philosophy that would tell you the reason bad things have happened to you is because in a past life you did bad things. I was in India, I traveled to India, and there's all these people and they were suffering, and they said, don't relieve their suffering. Because if you relieve their suffering, they have to relive it and pay it back in another life. Well, that kind of philosophy is pretty harmful. And this is where Christianity and the marketplace of ideas comes and goes, no, you relieve suffering because you follow the God who suffered. Christianity is not a set of principles or a philosophy or like, hey, you can get to this state in your mind if you do these 8 steps or whatever. It's based on a historical person who had a historical moment of the cross and the resurrection that can be proven. So there's an assurance when you keep looking to Jesus and kind of view the question of God through the prism of Jesus.
Mark also points out that in our postmodern society, major shifts have occurred in the way people view God and themselves.
I think one of the shifts that's happened in the last 30 years in West post-Christian culture in the West, it's not that people don't necessarily believe in God. It's that they've become their own authority. And the question of my self-fulfillment is now the authority of what defines what I think and how I behave. No one gets to come up over the top of me and tell me how to live and tell me what to think. And of course, Christianity comes along and goes, no, actually, the Bible gets to define those things. Jesus gets to define those things. And I think that's where kind of our culture is coming into conflict with Christianity.
Christianity ain't a philosophy. It's not about being a better person. It's not about states of enlightenment. It is based on a historical moment, the death and resurrection of Jesus. If it can be proven false, we all go home.
Another issue Mark is seeing in society today is the search for identity. He believes the Bible addresses this very clearly.
If you look at the great story in Luke 15, the prodigal son story, there's 2 things. The first son says, I'm a sinner, I'm unworthy. And I think there's a piece of it where we have to go, yeah, I'm broken. Something's wrong with me. But the other piece of the story is when Jesus tells it, you have a father and he calls these two his sons. And so on the one hand, you're broken. On the other hand, you're actually made in the image of God. You are quality. You are valued. You are beautiful. You are wonderful. And those 2 things come together to go, yeah, I'm made in the image of God, but I'm broken. At the same time, it's not one extreme or the other. So I think that's what Jesus would say we are.
Yeah.
We are sons and daughters, but something's wrong with us. And that's what he comes to actually heal.
Whether speaking to thousands or one-on-one, Mark is passionate about sharing his thoughts about how God can change anyone's life.
The way I started was I just opened a Bible. I was like, I'm going to explore Jesus. And I'm a high school kid, you know, smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to read the New Testament. And so I just started reading the New Testament. And Jesus blew my mind for 2 years. I just read the New Testament, read Jesus. And I would just start telling people in the park about him at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'd be walking around being like, do you know Jesus? It'd be like 30 drunk dudes. I'm like, do you know Jesus? I'd be sitting in my buddy's garage. We were smoking weed, you know, 2 weeks before I meet Jesus. Now I'm sitting in the garage telling them about Jesus. So I would say, chase down the New Testament. Actually open up the Bible. Start from Matthew, read it. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Be blown away by Jesus. Go back, read them again. And then go seek out an actual like community of people, like a local church that can journey with you, and God will meet you in it. He'll chase you down. He's good. He's a good father, you know, and your whole life can get changed because of him.
I just love Mark Clark. such a passionate guy, and we shouldn't be afraid of skeptics.
Yeah.
I know as a dad, and you're a dad as well, you know, your son or my kids come up to me and say, "Dad, I'm not sure I even believe anymore." And no, you got to believe, because if you don't believe, you're not going to go to heaven. You have to back off that and say it is good to have a healthy skepticism.
Yes, it is. It's what strengthens our faith, Greg.
It does, absolutely. You know? And so I love that Mark is, you know, engaging with skeptics. And I mean, he brings his testimony. People can maybe argue about whether, you know, he's come to the right conclusions. We, of course, believe that. But the fact that he, you know, he was skeptical, it gives him, you know, some authority to talk to others that are maybe skeptical. I mean, I've traveled all over the world, as you know, Mark, and I met people that have come from other religions where you aren't even allowed to question it. It could even mean death. Mm-hmm. And I've interviewed hundreds of persecuted Christians that they were, you know, of another religion. And again, we're not bashing other religions, but we have taken the position, as Mark has, and many millions and billions of people have, that they believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. We believe that. Now, people can believe whatever they want. It's a free country in Canada. But when people come out of other religions into relationship with Jesus, because there's a difference between the Christian religion, if it's all based on works and everything else, like every other religion, or it's based on a relationship with Jesus, and that's really where the line kind of separates of, am I in a relationship with the God of the universe, or am I trying to follow things? So I just absolutely love how Mark, you know, challenges us and, you know, puts it out there. And as I say with my kids, what I've seen as they have questioned it, it has actually made them stronger in the relationship with Jesus.
Yeah. And Mark makes the point that Christianity is not a set of principles or philosophy. It is a relationship. It is based on historical person of Jesus Christ, was born, had a real living ministry, walked this earth, you know, died, was resurrected so that we could have life, communion with him and the Father. And it is a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful dance we get to do with the Father.
Yes.
Because of Jesus. And really important for you to know that, hey, if you are looking into faith, you are asking these hard questions, our prayer partners, we've got amazing people that love to answer the phone and pray with you. And even if they don't have the answer right off the top of their head, because listen, there's a beautiful mystery about walking with Jesus too, because
we
don't necessarily understand everything. It's faith. It's called faith for a reason.
That's right.
We're walking believing that Jesus says he is who he said he is, because there's so much historical backup to for that fact. And they call those prayer lines and just have someone pray with you. And hey, ask God to reveal himself to you. He's done that in countless lives. We hear those stories on the program all the time, Greg. Call that number, 1-866-273-4444, or go online, send us an email at prayer@crossroads.ca. We would love to encourage you. Hey, so enjoyed listening to Mark. We always love having him on the program, but great to have him on the podcast today. He's actually written a book called The Problem of God. So if you're someone searching and you'd like to see how he unpacks the problem of God for a lot of those of you that are maybe skeptics exploring faith, check it out. Of course, thanks, Laura, for giving us that interview at Fluid Conference. And thanks for tuning in once again to Huntley Street Podcast. We are so thoroughly enjoying doing these. Greg, so good to have you.
Good to have you here as well, Mark. And I look forward to continuing this on with the podcast. You know, man, I mean, that's just the way of the world. People are listening, you know, in airplanes, and wherever you're listening, you know, thank you, you know, for joining us, and we'll have many, you know, wonderful programs together. And also encourage you to share this with your friends. You know, we're not here to build our podcast or our reputations or our kingdom on this earth. We're here to build God's kingdom, and we want to be, you know, helping people to be challenged, you know, for those that follow Jesus, challenged in your faith. It's based on truth. And for those that are seeking, that we want to give you opportunity to continue to explore.
That's right. Thanks for joining us. Till next time, Mark and Greg signing off.
Thank you for your ongoing support of Crossroads, a supporter-funded nonprofit organization and member of the Canadian Centre of Christian Charities. Thanks to faithful people like you, we are able to continue producing 100 Huntley Street. You can write to Crossroads, P.O. Box 5100, Burlington, Ontario, L7R4M2, or visit crossroads.ca to learn more about our programs.